Well, I'll address one issue in my closing that we didn't get a question on. It is central to the future of the county and the way county government has operated historically in the last several years. I want to talk about our budget. This year we approved a budget that has what in my mind is a very small, modest 0.6 mil tax increase. And there were some extenuating circumstances that led to that. But what isn't told very often are all the things that were eliminated from that budget. We did not deal with the parks issue that we know is looming. We did not deal with libraries. We know that the expansion of those is looming and necessary. A lot of these issues were put on the back burner yet again 4 years ago. When we started the project of dealing with the budgets, we reached a conclusion that we would try to have a budget that would have expenditures and known or expected revenues in line. 4 years later, after reducing our workforce by 12 million or 12%, by reducing our expenditures by some $40 million plus, we still have a budget based on current projections that has expenditures exceeding revenues the next 5 years. We haven't achieved what was set out to be done. All we've done is reduced employees, we've reduced expenditures. Yes, there are some efficiencies built into that. But by and large, what we're seeing is services stretched to the limit, employees stretched to the limit, and we're not prepared to deal with the looming issues and the known increase in demand for services. That needs to be addressed. And it takes a commitment to make these decisions, to deal with issues like the courthouse, to make a commitment to develop parks, to make a commitment to expand and enhance our library services. Those things, those decisions have to be made first, then creative solutions found for financing those.